Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Hey, I love that tune. Good Thursday evening, Miss Message.
And the same to you, Mr. Postmaster.
My, that's really nice to be able to say hello to you again. We've had a lot of comments from people about how glad they are that you're back.
Well, it's really nice to be missed, but I'm sure you're doing just fine.
Well, I don't know. You seem to add something special.
Why, thank you. Oh, and speaking of something special, look what's here.
What is it?
It's a letter from
Ta-da.
The boss.
The boss? Santa Claus?
The one and only.
Himself. What does he have to say, Miss Message?
Let's see. Dear Miss Message and Mr. Postmaster, greetings from the North Pole. Everyone here is busy taking care of last-minute orders for toys for the children. Seems we get busier every year. I've had to put on an extra shift in the doll department because so many children are asking for them this year.
Well, you're right. You know, we've seen a lot of doll requests in the letters so far.
Sure have. Well, it goes on. During the summer, we built a new workshop for all the electronic toys and games. The head of it is an elf named Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really inventive elf and has lots of good ideas for toys.
I bet she does.
And listen to this, she's decorated her workshop with strings of transistors.
Transistors?
Well, it looks very festive.
I bet. Now, I wonder, there must be ones that, for one reason or another, didn't test out too well. I wouldn't want to. Our chief engineer would never let us hang transistors over the door, not for sure. What else does he say, Miss Message?
Well, out in the barn, the reindeer are all fat and happy and eager for their trip around the world.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Claus has knitted me a new scarf and a nose cozy.
Very becoming. A nose cozy?
Well, that sounds familiar.
Uh-huh, that does.
Well, there's not much time left before Christmas Eve, so I may not be able to write again. But meanwhile, all of us here at headquarters send love and season's greetings to everyone listening to Radio Orange. Ho, 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 Santa Claus.
Well, it is really nice to hear from Santa. I bet Sparky's workshop is a sight to see.
And I'll bet we're going to be a sight to see if we don't get to some of these letters.
Gosh, you're right. Shall I begin?
Sure.
All right. This one is from Karen Lynn Anderson. Karen Lynn writes, Dear Santa Claus, I'm 5 years old, and I've been a good girl this year. Will you please bring me a Wet and Care doll, a police cycle, light bright pages, toss across game, and some surprises? And, says Karen Lynn Anderson, I will leave you some cake and eggnog on the table. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Love, Karen Lynn.
Karen Lynn's got pretty nice handwriting for a five-year-old.
She certainly does. It shows what you can do if you work at it, Miss Message.
Well, this is what Chris Pierce did. He wrote in and said, Dear Santa, I love you, Santa. This year for Christmas, I would like a TCR racetrack and a Data race set, a three-piece truck set, and cowboy boots. I also want a new bike and a Star Rider toy. Thank you, Santa. I will leave some cookies and milk for you. Love, Chris Pierce.
Gosh, Chris wants some interesting things, Miss Message. A data race set. What in the world is that?
I don't know.
Gosh, well, okay. Well, Santa knows. You do not have to worry, Chris. Santa knows. Here is a nicely typed letter from Chadwick Lohr, parenthesis Chad. Chad Lohr writes, Dear Santa, I would like to have a Daisy single-stroke air rifle, a BB gun. Also, I would like to have a Star Wars watch and a pair of boots and a soccer ball and necklace. I'm 8 years old, and I've tried to be a good boy this year. I will have cookies and milk for you when you come. I love you, Santa. Your friend, Chadwick Lohr. Now, let's see. We've got eggnog in one place, cookies and milk in another, and cookies and milk in another. Santa is going to get so well fed visiting around here. Have you got another letter there?
We've got a letter here from, must be a dedicated Santa fan, John Robert Brockman, who says, "Dear Santa, I sure did enjoy seeing you in Richmond on Saturday. Waiting 2.5 hours to see you there in Miller and Rhodes was worth it.
Mm-mm.
And I especially enjoyed seeing you come down the chimney there. That was fun." Well, just to refresh your memory, I would like a gun set, a stretch octopus, a crisscross crash, and any other surprises you think a 4-year-old boy would like. My sister and I will leave you and your reindeer some goodies in the kitchen. Thank you. Love, John Robert Brockman.
Mm-mm. And look, here's another Brockman letter. Wonder, there are lots of Brockmans around. Do you think this is the same family, kin? Maybe they're cousins. Gosh, look at this one, Miss Message. It's decorated up for a fare-thee-well. There is a little mouse up here at the top of the page. And this must be an elf right here, and Santa Claus there. And a snowman with a broom in his hand and a bird on the broom and another bird up there on a tree branch. And that bird is wearing a cap and a scarf. Oh, I tell you, they really look nice.
Sure.
And this is from Gail Brockman. And Gail, who perhaps has the most decorated letter today, writes, "Dear Santa, Christmas is almost here, and I'm really excited. So would you please bring me Kissing Barbie, Ken, Dr. Drillinfill..." This is Dr. Drillinfill. And I suppose that's a toy dentist set?
Could
be. "And a calculator," says Gail Brockman, "wants a calculator and Connect 4. And thank you for the things you brought me last year. P.S. I traced and colored these for you." And there's all those nice illustrations. Well, Gail Brockman, that's lovely.
I'm sure Santa will like it.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that all of them for tonight?
I think so.
Yeah. Better stuff them on in Sam's mailbag.
Put them in.
Okay. I'd have to fold Gail's very carefully there so it goes in nicely.
Don't wrinkle the mouse.
And I won't wrinkle the mouse. Not at all. Okay.
There we go. All set to go.
All right. And so are we, I guess. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. And so long until tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.